Wollt ihr wissen, ob ihr schizophren seid? Oder bipolar? Oder doch normal? In der Sommerakademie könnt ihr das nicht unbedingt erfahren, aber doch euch mit der Frage auseinandersetzen, was die Kategorien sollen, ob sie beweisbar sind und wenn ja, wie. Das Motto der diesjährigen Sommerakademie ist HR. HR, das steht vor allem für Hermann Rorschach, am Vater der Psychodiagnostik. Der, der verantwortlich ist für die gespiegelten Tintenfleckenbilder, also die Bilder, wo, wenn man sie interpretiert, man die Gefahr läuft, psychologisch kategorisiert zu werden. Es ist ein Thema, wo Kunst und Wissenschaft mit reinspielen. Kunst durch das Bildliche, Wissenschaft durch das Methodische. Und das nutzt die Sommerakademie aus, um HR aus verschiedenen Perspektiven zu betrachten. So ist unter anderem die Denise Ferreira da Silva aus Speakerin eingeladen. Sie ist Ethikprofessorin, beschäftigt sich eben genau mit Kategorisierungen und will hier in Bern eine Revolution starten.
Please, any time. It's best time for it.
Okay.
But it's more of a revolt than a revolution. I think we can't make those claims of revolution anymore. Just revolt. My name is Denise Ferreira da Silva. I am a professor of ethics at Queen Mary University of London, where I also direct the Center for Ethics and Politics. I am a nomad, I can say that. I'm from Brazil. I was trained as a social scientist with a very strong philosophical influence because of the nature of my training at the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro and also because of my interest. I'm very much interested in physics, but I have also been interested in astrology and tarot and other forms of knowledge since I was very young. My grandmother was an Afro-Brazilian priestess in Umbanda, so I grew up with Afro-Brazilian religions, but I also grew up Catholic. And my father worked at a synagogue, so I grew up also with the Jewish influence. My books came from the synagogue's library. But I grew up in a working-class neighborhood, which was created by the Brazilian government back in the 1960s to relocate folks who lived in favelas. And my family was relocated from one favela in the Zona Sul of Rio de Janeiro in Botafogo to that neighborhood. Vila Aliança, where I grew up in Rio de Janeiro. And then I lived in the U.S. for 18 years. So I did my doctorate there and I taught at the University of California at San Diego in ethnic studies. Most of my work is in critical legal studies. I do critical legal theorizing. I've done it for a long time. But a palmist told me that was a break in my hand, and I think I'm leaving that break now. Something else completely different. And I moved to London 4 years ago to take this job at Queen Mary.
Die Nomadin bringt einen Vortrag auf Bern mit dem Titel «Groundwork of the Metaphysics of Elements». Sie spielt damit offensichtlich auf Kants Grundlegung zur Metaphysik der Sitten an. Was sie da aber genau vorhat, erklärt sie so.
I am interested in addressing that point at which justice, which is our highest ethical notion, where it meets knowledge and the ways in which how we go about knowing, how we know the world, how we speak about things, how we name them, how we classify them. These ways are also very much tied to the ways in which we value things, how we create hierarchies of people, places. And going back to the elements is a way of going beyond what I call the Kantian program, where this connection between knowledge and being and existence that informs our way of living, where that connection was made and try to find a way around it. I basically use the elements as a way of reading primarily Kant and Hegel, but also different philosophical statements to see how they also deployed what we could call correspondences to the four elements in the building of their own philosophy and the ways in which they redefined reason. So, and I did that precisely using the elements as a way of analyzing how they put together this notion of universal reason. Of course, the lecture is very general. It's just groundwork, right? I'm not really working on all the aspects of the metaphysics of the elements, but it's a beginning. and I think of groundworks not so much as building something or finding the foundations, but actually as exploding the foundations that we have.
Dunis Ferreira da Silva benutzt also die Element Wasser, Luft, Feuer, Erde, um Kant und Hegel zu lesen, okay. Und sie bezieht sich vor allem auf die drei Kritiken von Kant, also die Kritik vor reiner Vernunft, die Kritik vor praktischer Vernunft und die Kritik vor Urteilskraft. Okay, aber wieso?
Why I am interested in the Kantian program, it's because this is the one that's been institutionalized at all levels in which we live, from the most immediate political and or even basic institutions in which we live, the school, not so much the church, but in the whole notion of justice as in the administration of justice, the courts themselves, but also how we are when we are before the police in moments of law enforcement. And even by some contemporary philosophers in terms of how we conceive of equality, which are the problems I'm interested in what gets unaddressed because we live and think in a world that it's very much formalized, is fixed, in the sense that when we approach somebody just by looking at them, we are now able to make several statements about who and how they are, because they are female, because they appear to be heterosexual, because they are black, or because they are white, or because they appear to be over 50, under 50, and we have several stories that we can tell about somebody even before we even talk to them. Yeah, and it's totally naturalized. And that naturalization is what I think is perhaps the most crucial ethical, political question of our times. Because as we have been seeing lately in Palestine, in Iraq, in Brazil, in the US, everywhere, this naturalization has become the basis for the very construction of nation states and for the justification of state action. Under different guises, for different reasons.
Aber was sie eigentlich bei all dem interessiert, ist zu sehen, wo Recht bzw. Gerechtigkeit auf Wissen trifft. Weil sie eben sagt, eines der grössten politisch-ethischen Probleme von unserer Zeit sei die Kategorisierung. Und Kategorisierung hat sie auch im Buch «Psychodiagnostik» von Hermann Rorschach gefunden.
He begins with types, the normal, the schizophrenic, the senile. And then the test is applied and they have different responses. And then that becomes the point of departure for making statements about their intellectual and emotional responses, associative and emotional. So you have a type and then you apply something and then you have an explanation which is already contingent upon a typology. And that's what sociologists do all the time. We begin with men and women and we want to know how different genders go about doing something, interview men, interview women, run the regression. Oh, women say this, men say that. I said, well, yeah, you begin with the types. Of course, we'll find difference according to those types. But of course, it's not that. That's just a funny way of describing something that's very crucial, right? Because as the test is applied again and again, including to people who are not in the type, who are maybe basically totally normal, they'll have responses that can be taken back to the original responses that he found. So that raises many different questions about how these typologies, whether psychological or sociological, whether and how they inform.
Die Wissenschaft kategorisiert viel und das ist nicht immer gut gegangen. Was hat jetzt aber die Kategorisierung mit Kant und Hegel und der Metaphysik zu tun? Die Dunis Ferreira da Silva wird aber zeigen, dass die Kategorisierung genau dort zu finden ist, beim Schnittpunkt von Recht bzw. Gerechtigkeit und Wissen. Und genau das sieht ja eben auch der Zusammenhang zu HR, betont Raimundas Malajauskas, der Kurator der diesjährigen Sommerakademie.
What is interesting to me, what Denise is saying, that there is a sort of fundamental projection of, in this case, typology, that happens, let's say, in a social life. And Rorschach test, in a way, symbolizes, or it became like an embodiment of projection. So let's say this logical projection, whether it's typology or whether it's forms or images, is already like very much ingrained in that apparatus of let's call it inkblot experiment. And as you were saying, Denise, like it's then it's naturalized in the institutional work, in a sort of, in a, probably in a daily conduct. And I would be also interested very much to unravel what revolt or what like explosion of the of those fundaments could be. Because it's also like hard to imagine what it is. I mean, it's something already like, it's beyond the current order, so to say. For me, it's an exercise also, it's an imagination.
And that's why I think going back to the metaphysics, instead of just going about doing more and more research on the basis of using what the apparatus that's informed by this order, doing that is not enough. We actually have to go back to the metaphysics, not to questions of being and God, immortality, as metaphysics has become, primarily, especially after Aristotle, but to the very question of the basics, the primary ways in which one can just go about describing persons, relationships, interactions, places, and the elements entering that. But when I say the elements, I'm really talking about fire, water, earth, and air, because those were the elements, those were the primary causes of existence that were listed by many pre-Socratic philosophers. So the explosion, the elements allows, they have allowed me to do so through readings, through not so much a critique that would follow the same order of knowledge that we have, but through a reading. And here I'm following Walter Benjamin, a kind of an assembling that interrupts the trajectory of that which is. So, you know, he calls, in the Arcades Project, he has his theory of knowledge in which he has different statements on the image. But what I find most interesting, his notion of imaging, is precisely how imaging is a way of collapsing time, collapsing the past, the present, and the future through an image that exposes the crisis itself. And as I'm interested in, what would happen if time unfolded in the way that it was possible. So the elements become really elements, material elements, for assembling ways of looking at things that will stop what would be logic. And in that way, I think they open up to the imagination. Then I see how much I have to just giving people images so the images can work on them without my having to explain, because if you explain, then you resolve the image anyway. But images that one can confront and be affected by them.
Denise Ferreira da Silva könnt ihr am Sonntag am 7. im Botanischen Garten hören. Alle weiteren Veranstaltungen von Sommerakademie findet ihr unter www.sommerakademie.zpk.org.